Welcome back to Monday Night Talk. And if you've missed any of the segments here on Monday Night Talk, easy enough to go to the website, 959WATD.com. And I believe this is going to be one of those segments that you're going to want to hear a couple of times, not only because of the cause and the conversation, but the two gentlemen that I'm going to be, that we're going to be chatting with. One of them happens to be here in studio, and the other one happens to be kind of in our green room, so to speak. We have Mark Schipetta. He is here. Mark is well known for many things. Mark has done radio broadcasting. Mark has done, he actually has delved into TV. He's done some, he's done some work on pilots and stuff.
Yep.
And he's also somebody who's very passionate when it comes to charities, especially one that hits close to home, and that is in regards to Duchenne's muscular dystrophy. How are you doing today, my friend?
Good. Thanks for having me, Kevin. It's always a pleasure to be here at WATD. And yes, no, absolutely. I love to do run events for you know, for my kids and for Duchenne muscular dystrophy, and this one is going to be a stellar event, so I'm excited about it.
Yeah, it's got a legendary billing.
Yes,
and it's comedy for a cause, and the comedy and cause are with a K.
Yes, I would say that stands for kids.
Okay,
that would be my guess.
Okay, going to be held October 14th. Just a couple of weeks down the road at Plymouth Memorial Hall, a fantastic venue.
Great venue. A lot of history there. Great area to hang out. Great restaurants in the area.
And if you're an MMA fan, it's also a great place to go locally as well.
Yeah, I've actually fought there a few times myself.
See how I tie that in?
Right, raising money for muscular dystrophy. You know, I guess the funny thing is, over the years, I've done a lot of interesting things as a dad of twin boys with muscular dystrophy, and someone that's, I guess you could say, you know, desperate to help find a cure, right, you know, for all these brave boys around the country. I like to try to give back, but I like to try to give back in a way that entertains people. So I've gone from fighting in the cage to wrestling with Jerry the King Lawler, and now that I'm closing in on 50 years old, I think it's time to for just laughter and not getting hit.
And just explain to folks briefly how you came to find out that your boys had Duchenne's muscular dystrophy, what it was like, and what you've had to do to adjust your life, but yet these boys have been able to thrive despite living with Duchenne's.
Yeah, my sons, Troy and Andrew, are 21 years old, and you know, we found out at a very young age when they were diagnosed. There was a family history, you know, on their mother's side, the females carry the gene. You know, it's something that was life-changing, absolutely. I was a young man when they were diagnosed and already had a daughter who's also a huge advocate, Elizabeth. She's 23.
Right.
And, you know, I just basically, at that point, after I got over the grief and the sorrow and feeling bad for myself and everything else that comes along with having sickness in your life, I made it my mission to for these boys to grow up as normal as possible and just like anybody else, you know, and strive for things and accomplish things. And they're two of the most well-adjusted, coolest kids that I know and, you know, true heroes of mine. And so it's, you know, it's fun. It's fun to give back. It's fun to, you know, get people together. It's always a great way to have, get family and friends together. Because like I said, I like to do things that are entertaining and, while we're also, you know, creating awareness, and we're piggybacking with a local organization that a lot of people know, and it's the Jet Foundation, and they're based out of Kingston, and they've done great things for Duchenne muscular dystrophy. They've set up the clinic at Mass General Hospital, and you know, it's a lifetime commitment, but who wouldn't do it? You know, they're you know, my children, and I think any parent would do the same thing that I'm doing.
Talk to me about the lineup. You have a tremendous lineup of folks who are going to be taking the stage at Plymouth Memorial Hall.
The lineup's crazy good. Now, this is our second annual comedy show, and I've stepped it up. I have a lot of roots in Brockton, Massachusetts, myself. Aside from all the things that you mentioned, the crazy things that I've done and been involved in, I'm by day I'm a private detective, and I have my own business out of Brockton, and I have for 20-plus years. So I'm very connected into that community. And our first event we did 2 years ago was at the War Memorial Hall, which seats about 400 people. It's a very similar arena to the Plymouth Memorial Hall, but just on a smaller scale.
Right.
And, you know, a gentleman that's actually grown to be one of my, I can call him a friend now, Steve Schripper from Sopranos fame, came in from New York City and hosted that, along with Johnny Pizzi, who's actually co-promoting this event with me. So, you know, with his help and the help of Mike Clark, who is Lenny Clark's brother, I've been able to kind of tie myself into the comedy world. So getting people like Lenny Clark and Steve Sweeney and, gosh, Jackie the Joke Man Martling. That's now, personally, I've appeared on the Howard Stern Show, but Jackie had already been gone from the Howard Stern Show. But he's a legend. And, you know, and then, you know, local personalities like Jerry Thornton, who we're going to have on the show in a few minutes, and Christine Hurley, who's huge. I mean, it's just, it's like left, right, left, right, left, right of comedy. It's a knockout show.
I couldn't agree with you more. And the whole idea to having this conversation is to let folks know about how they can get involved and help. See a fantastic show.
Yeah.
We'll remind folks a couple of more times during the segment. Is there a website for folks to be able to
find out information
and purchase tickets?
Yeah, they can go to memorialhall.com. You know, the funny thing is I was making up these posters. My daughter, who does a lot of charitable work herself, said, "Dad, you got to put a QR code on there." I'm like, "What the hell's a QR code?" I had no clue what a QR
code was.
That's
the thing
was.
These days.
Right, right. She's like, "Well, you got to put an app on your phone in order to be able to do that." So, if you want
to have a friggin' phone and stuck to your
right.
Hand,
so knowing your demographic probably is more along the lines of memorialhall.com. If you log on to that website, you can buy tickets right there. If you're passing by any of the storefronts, in the South Shore area, there's going to be a bunch of posters up. Take your phone out, open that app, and scan that QR code, and you can get the tickets. Or you can just show up that night, October 14th at 7 p.m., and buy tickets right at the door. They're $40 a ticket, general admission. And we do have a VIP seating room as well to meet the comics, which is $60 a ticket. But, you know, that's nowadays for a night out with this many comics. That's
With that lineup,
I mean, you can't beat it. It's quite a bargain. So we need to sell out in order to be able to hand a check to the Jet Foundation, you know, for this great cause. So I urge everyone, friends, family members, everyone, if you could bring your pets, I'd let you, but unfortunately we can't do that. So please, we need your help that night, and you're going to walk out of there probably with a stomach ache, not from eating all those hot dogs, which...
I think the better word would be a belly ache.
A belly ache, okay. You're going to walk out of there with a belly ache because you're going to be laughing all night. And maybe a stomach ache because we're going to be selling hot dogs also, and that's going to help the cause.
Let's give you a little bit of a tease here.
Right.
Some Jerry Thornton.
I've seen in years was that Bruce Jenner interview we did with Diane Sawyer. It was refreshing and frankly rewarding to see a celebrity like him and an athletic legend come out publicly, reveal to the world what he's really all about, and to have the courage of his convictions. As a matter of fact, it inspired me to finally stop hiding what I was truly all about inside.
Tonight on 93.7 Minutes, Jerry Thornton sits down for a tell-all interview about some dramatic life revelations.
I've been going through some changes in my life, and I'm ready to just tell the whole world now the truth.
That and more tonight on 93.7 Minutes.
We are here with an exclusive interview from Jerry Thornton, letting us know on a major secret.
Hi.
Hi, Jerry.
Welcome, and thanks. I don't even know where to begin, so I'll just come right out and say it. As you probably know, I've been going through some changes in my life, and I'm ready to just tell the whole world now the truth that I am and always have been inside a New Yorker.
I'm glad you got that off your chest.
As am I. Excuse me.
How are you feeling right now?
I'm feeling better. I'm feeling that I'm finally ready to stop living a lie and finally be the person that I've always been inside.
Jerry, when did you feel that you were always a New Yorker on the inside?
I would say the first time it really started to dawn on me was I was 5 years old, and my parents took me to Fenway, and I went to the Twins souvenir stand across the street, and I tried on a Thurman Munson jersey, and it just felt right. Can I just make myself comfortable?
Of course,
for a second
of course.
Here?
I want you to be as comfortable as...
There he is, Jerry Thornton, known as the third man in on the Dale and Holly show on WEEI. Also, he is an author. We'll talk a little bit, we'll tease you with this, as you'll have a book signing coming up on the 25th of September. If I'm correct, Jerry, you can correct me if I'm wrong. You can get his new book, From Darkness to Dynasty, The First 40 Years of the New England Patriots. I bring you folks Mr. Jerry Thornton, who's no stranger to this radio program. Jerry, I never knew that you were a New Yorker. And I'm sorry for your loss, knowing that it's been how many years since Thurman Munson's plane went down?
Right.
Yeah, it affects me in different ways. Sometimes I just find myself just going down the Cape and being rude to and tavern owners. Sometimes I still don't know how to work a rotary. It's all those things that New Yorkers do, and I feel so liberated now. I've become insufferable. I learned to cheer for Alex Rodriguez. It's been really liberating. No, it's a lie. It's a lie. So did Jerry always do. Hey, thanks for having me on, guys. Mark, it's good to talk to you again.
Thanks, Jerry. Good to talk to you.
Jerry, talk to you.
I just got to say, Mark,
yes.
I heard you talking while I was waiting to come on. And, I've had the pleasure of having a cup of coffee with you. I've attended a comedy show with you. Mm-hmm. And I can't say enough about the work that you're doing. And to your listeners, Kevin, who don't know him, this Duchenne's muscular dystrophy is just such an insidious strain of this. And I respect, you know, the work that you do. Your kids still have a lot of spirit, and they need help to get the bodies around.
Thank you.
It's wheelchairs and you know, vans with elevator lifts and all these things that, my God, it's anybody that has kids knows that it's a challenge enough when your kids, you know, are physically able to get themselves around and, you know, to require the things that your kids do, and to see the way that you tirelessly, you know, raise these funds, but do it in a way that gives back to the people that are donating. You're an inspiration, and you're a great guy. And thank you for letting me help out in any small way that I can.
Thank you. That's nice.
Jerry, what do you think of the lineup that you're a part of? It's pretty impressive. It's almost as though you're, you know, like a stacked baseball team. Well, you know, we're you know what I mean?
All-star.
Yeah. You know, it's very much like the Justice League, and then I feel kind of like not even Aquaman, but like Aquaman's sidekick.
I was gonna say
like I'm one of the fish, pretty much. I feel like a flounder here because, yeah, it is, comics come home level talent on this stage. And then me. I mean, everyone knows how great Lenny is, and Steve Sweeney, and Christine Hurley. You know, I was about to say if people don't know, but everybody knows her now. Down at Plymouth, she is not just the funniest person I know. She's absolutely one of the best people. And again, Jackie the Joke Man, nice score there. I mean, I not long ago was listening to a Gilbert Gottfried podcast.
Yeah.
Had Jackie the Joke Man on. I was in heavy traffic, and I almost couldn't drive. I was laughing so hard. It was all I could do to see the road through tears in my eye. And that's not just something that you say because you plug in a show. That, I swear on my kids, is the God's honest truth. So, it's absolutely an honor to be a part of this. One, just because of the entertainment value of the lineup, but also because it's for just about the best possible cause you could imagine.
And knowing that you're a guy who is about, I mean, you're coming off not too long ago, your station having, you know, it's annual, one of those big fundraisers. And so you get to kind of see firsthand when it comes to trying to put something together, to be able to get word out there to folks to say, hey, we need everybody to pitch in, to chip in, kind of, you know, find a cure for this eventually, find a way to help those who are getting treatment and help those doctors, those people who are, you know, with the microscopes and looking for, you know, to break genetic codes to be able to resolve this.
Yeah, Kevin and Mark, it was my second time doing the annual Jimmy Fund, mm-hmm, Radio Fund, the WEI in Essendon. And, you know, I went into it you know, a little bit intimidated the first time in because, I mean, you know, you're talking to these people that you expect are in some of the worst circumstances that a person could be, and they've lived the nightmare of sitting down with a doctor and having them use the, you know, the word cancer and what that's like. And on the one hand, I find it fascinating because I like hearing people's stories, you know, and that's what it's about. It's 2 days of just saying, well, tell me about what that was like and how expansive they are to tell you about it. And two, guys, the other part of it is just such an overwhelmingly positive experience because, you know, the strides that they've made through all the research or whatever. And also, it's just kind of that shared humanity. Like, you know, it's a reminder that we're all in this together. And, God, you can't turn on the news now without seeing the worst of humanity. And then an event like that and like this Comedy for a Cure, you're seeing the best that people have to offer. And it's that reminder, and God knows we all need it once in a while, that we've got the bad guys outnumbered. You know, they make more noise than the average good guy does, but we've got them so vastly outnumbered. And when you ring the bell on something like this and ask people to come out and have a good time and help a cause, see how people, like, can't get their checkbooks out fast enough. So, again, it's a real pleasure to be a part of this because it's doing so much good and it's a good time.
And, of course, that's Jerry Thornton, WEEI's Jerry Thornton, also book author. And, of course, we have Mark Cipetta here, and he's here to talk about Comedy for a Cause. When is it? It's going to be October 14th, 7 p.m. That's going to be at the Plymouth Memorial Hall. If you've never been to downtown, see, this is what I would tell you to do. This is just me, is if you've never been to downtown Plymouth, you can get some hot dogs and stuff, but there's nothing like spending the day. Maybe make a day of it. Yeah. You know, you hang out, maybe you grab something at San Diego's for lunch, maybe you go down to the waterfront, and then later on that night, you hang out, and you hear a list, and I'm not talking about just a handful, a list of comedians. Mark, if you will, again, remind folks some of the folks who are going to be, besides our friend Jerry here, who else is going to be on that bill?
Lenny Clark, he's the man. I mean, Lenny's been all over television, had his own start in sitcoms,
yep,
movies.
Half the man he used to be, too.
Right.
He looks
amazing. I've been watching him on Facebook doing his push-up challenge.
Yeah, 22 push-up challenge.
The guy looks, the guy's jacked.
22 servicemen take their own lives.
Yeah, that's, you know, so we have Lenny, we got Steve Sweeney, Johnny Peasy, who's helping promote the show, Richie Minervini, who people may not know who he is, but he's been in several movies. Apparently he's best friends with Kevin James, so maybe that's something we can strive for, you know, for the third annual, but he's been...
I wonder if we would have seen him in Here Comes the Boom.
I believe he was in that. He was in Grown Ups 1 and Grown Ups 2. Here Comes the Boom, right?
A couple of our friends
were in that
right?
movie. Yeah. Christine Hurley, and like Jerry said earlier, not only is she an amazing comic, she's just a down-to-earth great person.
And if you don't know her, you probably know her husband, Jimmy, because she talks about him all the time.
Yeah. Jimmy Hurley, right. In the area, it's amazing. And when we were planning this show, Johnny and I, you know, we wanted to do it after the summer and give someone something to do in the fall. It's not as busy down in Plymouth in the fall, which is nice.
Plymouth is beautiful.
Oh, it's amazing. So they, you know, everybody that's showing up, they can fill up the restaurants. It's a Friday night. It's not interfering. Jerry was a Patriots game. So I wouldn't have done it on a Sunday.
It's not that far from Hanover either.
Nope, it's not that far from the South Shore. You come up from the Cape. And like I mentioned earlier, you know, I try to do things that give entertainment value. And, you know, I stumbled on comedy a few years ago thanks to Steve.
How did you stumble upon it?
You know what? I was talking to Steve.
Not looking or?
No, I didn't trip over. I was actually having a conversation with Stephen Tripp of Bobby Boccalieri from The Sopranos. Mm-hmm. And he said, why don't you do a comedy show?
Yep.
I'll call up my good friend Mike Clark, who will help you with the comics, and the rest is history. And we had such a great event 2 years ago raising money again for the Jet Foundation that Johnny wanted to do it again. So we waited 2 years, and now this is triple the size. So I'm getting nervous. We need to sell over 1,000 tickets, and people like going out and having fun, and what better to do than laugh, you know? It's, you know, and there's going to be hopefully, you know, close to 100 kids in wheelchairs there as well. You know, a lot of these boys, my boys in particular, they're 21 years old, Jerry, so, you know, so they can drink legally if they want and and enjoy some blue comedy.
Oh, I so want to buy your kids a beer. Seriously, they're an inspiration. They really are. I mean, to, you know the challenges that they go through just mm-hmm. on a every hour of every day, and know that they do it with, you know, the right kind of you know, joy of life and exactly the kind of spirit that any parent would be proud of. So, and I got to say this too, guys. I can admit I dabble in comedy. I'm happy to not be banging down the doors of the clubs every night. I used to, and it just kind of took other paths to the point where I don't need or have any desire to work with jerks or work for jerks. Mm-hmm. And guys like Johnny Peasy is just such a delight to hang out with, not just because he's a great comic, but just one of the best human beings you could ever be around. He's just upbeat and positive about everything. Unless the Red Sox start losing.
Right.
And then, like, veins pop out in his head. And I say that with respect, because I feel the exact same way. So, I'm so glad that he's one of the organizers of this, because he does everything the way it should be done.
No, you know, absolutely. And just, you know, the money that we're raising this night, the money is going to be going towards the Jet Foundation, who specifically focuses on Duchenne muscular dystrophy. But what we're going to do with this money, and this is something we plan on doing yearly, is we're going to earmark this money to a special fund within the Jet Foundation, where we're going to be helping a family out that needs some sort of medical equipment or assistance, you know, with something for their children, whether it's they need modification for a van, or if they you know, need some new Hoyer lifts in their house, or something that they may need for their children to make things easier, more accessible.
Quality of life.
For them. My sons in particular, they're huge inspirations. Mm. They recently just got their own. Well, not only are they, right, not only, I was going to say, and I'll go back to the sports angle in a minute, but they drive. They have their own adapted vehicle. And they drive with a joystick that turns the wheel, and they control everything with their hands. And, you know, it's a simple thing that we take for granted that we do every day. But for my sons, 21 years old, who decided not to sit on their rear ends, they decided to, you know, to get up and enjoy life and have that freedom. And now they're driving. And, you know, that's thanks to organizations like the Jet Foundation I guess me pushing them to enjoy life. Kevin mentioned earlier, and Jerry, this is something that you need to check out soon, and I'm sure you will because the season's starting. They're two of the best wheelchair soccer players in the world. Just came off winning the national championship in Indiana, and they're amazing. I've never met two such gifted athletes in my life. They were gifted from the second they were born, and that was the hard part because they stopped walking at around, I'd say, 12 years old, and were in wheelchairs right soon after. So they didn't sit back, and they decided that if we can't do sports and play baseball and run around like most boys, we're going to do it in a power soccer wheelchair. And they've since become world class athletes themselves. So it's pretty cool to watch as a father, and I don't cheer any differently than I do for my youngest son who plays football.
Oh, right, okay. I was
I'm a nut.
And which is exactly what they want.
Right.
They're happy once in a while that you're kicking their ass. And just, hey, come on! What the heck was that? What's wrong with you?
Well, Jerry, you're yourself a proud father who has seen your children play football, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I was lucky enough to coach him in football and baseball for, like, 11 years. And by coach, I mean, you know, the get-back coach on the team of, you know, the defense of 11-year-olds. You know, like, just, all right, get back from the sidelines, guys. That was about it. If there's no way I'm going to pass myself off as any kind of coaching genius, believe me. I would teach you a three-point stance and then spend the rest of the practice pretty much quoting Simpson lines and just trying to make his laugh.
Well, give me some quick advice, Jerry.
You know, youth sports is it's a pure good when it's done right.
Right. My
coaches and parents with the right attitude.
Oh, yeah.
You know, aren't going through life thinking that, you know, everybody is conspiring to keep their kid out of the Pro Hall of Fame.
Give me some quick advice. My 10-year-old, I started playing football for the first year this year, Jerry, and I started off saying I was just going to be a parent. Before you know it, I'm the offensive line coach.
Oh, there we go. Okay. Here's what football is. It's so unique and it's so great, and I'm dedicated to pushing back against what I'm calling the war on football in this country. Yes, it needs to be safe, as does everything.
Yeah.
You know, and yet it only football gets this bad rap. So my thing is, find me another position in all of sports, like offensive line. Those kids go in every single game knowing they're not going to get the ball.
Yep.
They're not going to score. The crowd's not going to cheer for what they did right. And you get these kids, and when I was a kid, I was one of them who take satisfaction the fact that they threw a block that sprung the guy who scored the touchdown.
Yeah.
And they deserve extra praise that a good coach gives them, and others only speak to them if they get called for a holding or they jump off sides or whatever. And it's one of those little things that makes football so unique and so great. I love the linemen. I love the grunts. When I go to games, I always try to say, hey, kid, great job out there. Yeah. That whole side of the line was blowing the defense away. So good for you. Remember that. They need praise as much as the negativity. And also, the last group of guys that I ever coached with, one of them said to me in the first practice, he goes, here's my goal. If every one of these kids comes back next year, I've done my job. And I said, I found the right guy. That's exactly the attitude to have.
Jerry, we just got a couple of moments left here, but I want to give you an opportunity to just promote coming up, I believe, next Sunday, the 25th. You got a special event to promote. Get out there and have folks meet you, maybe sign your new book, From Darkness to Dynasty. Kind of give us some details about that event.
Oh, yeah. Thanks very much, Kevin. I've been doing some book signings. It's a book. It's a compilation. It's a part memoir, part history lesson of growing up as a fan of the Patriots when they were the worst team in all of professional sports, on the field and off the field. They had, guys getting arrested on a regular. They went 11 years without a stadium. When they finally got one, it was a complete dump. They lost the team because the owner backed a Michael Jackson concert tour and went bankrupt in a nutshell. And so it's growing up loving that team, and it's been fun so far to talk to people and get their reaction and how they're enjoying it, and hope they have a few laughs and learn something. So, Sunday the 25th. Now, the Patriots are off that day. They're playing the Thursday night or before that. So I'm going to be at Squires in Hanover. It's on Route 53. It's just south of the Hanover Mall. It's an institution. And from 2 to 4, people can come. They can either buy the book if they don't have it. They can bring a copy or just come and watch NFL football with us and have a couple of beers and some apps at my favorite bar room in the world. And, I'm looking forward to it. In addition, I've got some other book signings coming up on the South Shore. I'll be at Barnes & Noble in Hingham on October 8th. I'm going to be at Buttonwood in Cohasset on October 15th. But that launch party, Kevin, I hope you can be there, Mark.
Yes, I'll be there.
Send you an invite. Hope you can make it. And let's get together and toast to the fact that they went from the worst team in all of sports to the gold standard of excellence.
Right, and hopefully the Jimmy G era is an 0-4 to start the season. So. Right.
And to just throw this out there, too, there's a signed copy in Bill Belichick's library. Yeah, for a while.
Nice.
I kid you not. And you got to figure, his football library is probably like the library at Alexandria. Like, it's probably this treasure trove. And then he stuck some first-time authors thing in there and asked me to sign it. So, try to be like Belichick. Come get a copy.
And your website, if folks want to find out more information?
Yeah, all the appearances are on jerrythornton.net. That's Thornton, and and about the book and where you can order it. So thank you very much. And it was a labor of love, and I'm really proud of it.
And I'm looking forward to reading it. And Mark, just to wrap this up, again, Let's remind folks again about the event before we close out this segment.
Sure. October 14th at Plymouth Memorial Hall. It's Comedy for a Cause. Come check it out. We have some great comics. Lenny Clark, Steve Sweeney, Jackie the Joke Man Martling, Johnny Peasy, Christine Hurley, Richie Minaviri, and yours truly that was just speaking, Mr. Jerry Thornton, that you hear on a regular basis on WEEI. The tickets can be purchased at memorialhall.com or just walk up that night. If you're just, hopefully a lot of people will just be kicking around and see the signs and see the crowds and say, what's going on here? And, you know, come in for some great laughs. It's for a great cause for Duchenne Muscular Dystrophy, the Jet Foundation based out of Kingston. Kevin Tocci, as always, we've been friends for a long time and you've been a good supporter of my causes. Jerry Thornton, thank you so much for, you know, being a part of this great cast of comics this night.
It's my pleasure, guys. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jerry, and thank you, Mark, for being guests on this particular segment and talking about Comedy for a Cause. That's all the time that we have this evening. Thank you for tuning in to Monday Night Talk here on 959 WATD. And until next week at 6:15 p.m., have yourself a great evening.